There's an interesting medrash in this week's parsha. Klal Yisrael is about to go and fight the Midianim. The Midianim, of course, have caused a tremendous amount of damage to Klal Yisrael. First, they tried to hire Bilam to come and curse Klal Yisrael, and when that didn't work, they followed Bilam's advice, which was to send their woman to cause Klal Yisrael to sin, which indeed is what happened, and so many of the Jews fell in this terrible, terrible incident. And now, Klal Yisrael have the commandment, go and fight the Midianim. And the Pasuk says that they sent 1,000 men from every Shevet. However, based on the repetition of words in the Pasuk, it seems that it wasn't just 12,000 men that were sent, 1,000 from every Shevet, but actually there were 3,000 from every Shevet. 12,000 went to fight, 12,000 to watch the vessels, meaning to take care of the background fighting, to take care of all the technicalities, and 12,000 men, 1,000 from every Shevet, who were sent to Davin. And this is a question. What were these 12,000 people who were sent to Davin? What was the point of it? This is a milchemes mitzvah. They're going by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's command, which means that the whole war was a mitzvah, and victory was pretty much guaranteed. So why did they need an organized force of daviners out there? And there were as many people sent to Davin as to fight. They went out with them and davened in the field. If we needed people to daven, why didn't they put up a base medrash and say, this is the daveners for the fighters? And they could have davened at home. Why did they need to go out together with the soldiers? And an even bigger question, why did they need to be appointed daveners? Would it not have been enough to set up a Yom Tefillah? Would we imagine that had these people not been appointed, that Moshe and Klal Yisrael would not have davened? Do we think that they weren't davening also back home? This is like a specific force of people who were sent to daven out there in the field with the soldiers. Why? One possible answer given is that while they were going out to fight the Midianim, Bilam was also there. In fact, we know, Chazal say, that he was killed there out on the battlefield. And Rashi comments that his death was by sword because Yitzchak Avinu, when he gave his children their individual tools, he said, HaKol Kol Yaakov V'Hayadayim Yidei Esav. Our tool, our method of fighting is the power of speech, to daven and to learn. And he gave Esav, he gave the Goyim the power of the sword. However, Bilam, he took our tool and he tried to use his mouth to fight the Yidden. And therefore, we specifically mention the way that we kill him, using the tool of the Goyim, the sword. However, because he was there at the battlefield, we need to use an extra layer of protection. And therefore, we needed to send these people to be davening, to use their koyach hapeh against whatever it was that he was going to try and accomplish there. We know Bilam, and we know his koyach, and we know that he has a tremendous ability to use his mouth. And therefore, we dafka had to send people out there to the battlefield to counteract his koyach hapeh. Others explained that there is an inherent test that the soldiers were going to be struggling against. The reason that 24,000 Yidden just died in a magefa was because of the Midianite woman who came to tempt them into relationships. To counter that, we send 24,000 soldiers to the field, 12,000 to actually fight, and 12,000 to help them, like we said, the Nisei Kelim. But we see that when they came back, interestingly, they had kept the woman alive. And Moshe Rabbeinu gets upset at them, and he says to them, what were you thinking to bring these women back to the camp? Don't you know that they were the ones who caused us so much trouble in the first place? And there was an implied question that Moshe Rabbeinu was asking them when he asked them, why did you bring the woman back? And he said, have any of you sinned? Are you all okay? Are you all whole? Why would you bring them back? Later on in the parsha, the soldiers will be counted, and the pasuk says, lo nifkad mimenu ish. No one was missing, and pshat means nobody was killed, not one single soldier lost his life. But we can understand from here as well, every person came back properly, which means No, my Shurbenu, not one of us have sinned. Lo nifkad mimenu ish. No, nobody's missing here. We all went as tzaddikim, we came back as tzaddikim. However, we see that these soldiers still have to bring a karban. Why did they have to bring a karban? And the pasuk says, lechaper al nafshesenu. They had to be mechaper on their nefesh, perhaps for their thoughts. And what was it that indeed protected them out there in the battlefield? And how could it be that 24,000 soldiers go out and indeed not one of them sinned? And it seems like these Midianite women were out there in the battlefield because they brought them back. How is it that none of them sinned? And the answer is, perhaps it's the tefillahs of these soldiers that protected them, and perhaps that's why they were there, to make sure that someone was davening for their ruchnius level as well. They didn't need necessarily the protection on a soldierly level. As we said, it was a melchemes mitzvah, and Hashem was fighting for them. In any case, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was fighting for them. But there was an inherent spiritual danger that they had to be protected from. Rav Chatzka Levenstein adds another point. We cannot imagine, or maybe we can imagine, but we don't really believe how insidious the feeling of koichi v'oitzim yodi is. We don't realize how difficult it is to discern and how easy it is to fall into a trap of feeling of believing that I have accomplished something, I have done something great. And we're not just talking about regular people who fall into this trap. I'm not talking about the Pshutei Am, because these people who went to fight this war were great people. But this challenge of not falling into Koichi V'Eitzim Yodi is sometimes even more difficult for great people who accomplish great things. The ones who were sent to fight the war were the leaders of the nation, as the Pasuk says, Chatzu Me'itchem Anashim. Anashim always means tzaddikim. And because they were tzaddikim, maybe they would feel that we're going out to fight this war, and yes, Hashem is helping us, but the reason that we're being successful is because we're so great, because we're tzaddikim. And so that they should know and realize that it's not the fighters, but those who daven who are causing the victory. An equal number of daveners were sent out, an equal number of daveners to the ones who are actually standing with the weapons. And had these people davened at home, even had they known about them standing and davening at home, they may have thought about them, but with their eyes, they wouldn't have seen them. They would have seen a war being fought with weapons and soldiers and would have come to a place, perhaps, to say, Koichi v'yitzim yadi. And of course, the inherent danger of saying Koichi v'yitzim yadi is always the reaction of a Kadosh Baruch Hu to a person who says Koichi v'yitzim yadi, is a Kadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, you can do it on your own. Let's see you do it on your own. And what would have happened, says Rav Chatzka Levenstein, they would have lost the war, because they couldn't fight this war. And there's no way 12,000 people could fight a war on their own against the whole Midianite nation. But it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was fighting for them, but more so because they realized and appreciated and were cognizant of the fact that Hashem was fighting for them, which led to their victory. And the great danger of them not having these people davening in front of their eyes so that they could see them would have been that they would have ultimately lost the war. And for the same reason, when they were fighting Melchemes Amalek and Moshe Rabbeinu was davening for them, he lifted up his hands so that there should be a visual of him davening. And when Klal Yisrael saw his hands raised, they realized that the reason we're winning this war is only because Moshe Rabbeinu is davening. We too are very susceptible to Koichi V'Eitzim Yadi. And one of the reasons that we make 100 brachas a day is so that we have to stop often, 100 times a day, and recognize and realize this is not Koichi V'Eitzim Yadi. I want to eat something, this is not coming for me. I'm walking somewhere, it's not coming for me. I didn't make this, I didn't do this, I can't accomplish this on my own. It all belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I am just partaking of it. To get ourselves to realize many times a day, because that's how powerful Koichi V'Eitzim Yadi is, that we need it so many times a day to be able to stop and say, this is not mine. Baruch Atah Hashem, this is yours.